Monday night, Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Yud. Bracha Achrayna, the second bracha over the Torah. Asher Nosam, oh, okay. Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Yud. Bracha Achrayna. See, he explains the bracha, because the first bracha is easy to understand. Very easy. The second one, we're not quite sure what it means. Like, what's that second thing? Is that a repetition? Like, what is it? So, the Mechaber explains it as follows. The Chaye Ha'olam, his girsa is the Chaye Ha'olam, Nota B'Socheinu, who Torah Sheba'al Peh. That refers to Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Lashon of Chaye Olam Nota B'Socheinu, the Mishbura will explain that it's in Koheles, it says a Pasuk of Divrei Chachamim on the Tuim. They're like planted because they grow, because you say things in Svara. So you extrapolate, and you make comparisons, and you ask questions, and you say terutzim. That's the nature of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So that's nota. It's like a plant, because it grows and it flowers. So that's why we say that that's Torah Sheba'al Peh. Now again, we're dealing with the repetition of the phrases. The Torah brings down the mashal, that the Torah brings down that there was a girsa. That there was a girsa ule chaye olam not o besolchenu. You see, and then they say Ashenos alon the Torah emes ule chaye olam, and for the purpose of chaye olam not o besolchenu. He planted it in our midst for the purpose. He planted it in our midst for the purpose of chaye olam. So that's how the Torah brings down such a girsa, and that's how it deals with the repetition. But, so you see, there's a problem in the bracha. So that's how the Mechaber deals with it, with Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. The Chaye Ho'olam, we're learning Mishnah Berurah now, so Katan Lamed Gimel. The Chaye Ho'olam is the girsa of the Mechaber. Umenogenu Loma B'Chaye Olam, the Mishnah Berurah says. Right, because it doesn't mean chaye ha'olam, the life of the olam, but chaye olam means everlasting life. So that's our meaning to say it that way. Not of the solchenu who Torah Shabbat peh. Al shem hakosuf. This is based on the pasuk divrei chachamim kedarvonos, like they go, like in other words, they're a shmira that you make a siog la Torah uchumas meros natuim, like nails that are banged in. But not the word not tua is used. The word notua is used, which means planted, because it flowers, it's para varava, the Gemara says. Because when you're dealing with Torah Shabbat Peh, and you're dealing with svaras and kashas and terutzim, so, do you know, are we allowed to make the air conditioning? Because there's someone downstairs, no? The cell time, like, yeah. What are the hours downstairs?
Feels like 10.
So could we, but, so what's, because no air conditioners are on now, but I don't know, we should make a few, like, because I'm going to ban anybody from being downstairs night seder if this is the result.
Well, we're going to get superstars.
No, who are you asking? What do you mean?
I'm going to answer Ari or the phone.
Yeah, like how many could we put on here? Well, thank you. Okay. It's interesting, you know, the Sfaradim have a girsa, that's really the Rambam is garish them. Ashenosimlanu Torato Taratamet. You ever hear them? Now, The Torah says that there are 40 words in the two brachas. There's actually 20 words in both. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bochar Bono Mikol Ha'amim Menos Ha'olam Yes Torah So Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah and Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nos Ha'olam Torah Samet V'chai Olam Tav Sochenu Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. 2020 is 40 to 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu stayed on Har Sinai. That's what the Torah says. But according to the Rambam, it gets all messed up. Right? It's hard to mess it up by saying Torah Tov. That's all. It doesn't work out. Okay. Let's go weiter. Sefir Aleph. But it's interesting. I'm sure very few people, if any, know the meaning of the bracha, according to the Mechaber. Nor Rabbi Greenspan doesn't.
He wasn't here when.
Right. When you say Asher Nosam Lana Toras Emes, the Chaye Olam Natabas Ochenu, Chaye Olam Natabas Ochenu is a reference to Torah Shabbat Peh. Asher Nosam Lana Toras Emes is Torah Shabbat Ksav, the Chaye Olam Natabas Ochenu is not a repetition, a poetic repetition of Torah. You know, oh, it's Chaye Olam, how wonderful. It's Mamish referring to Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's Pshat in the repetition. That's what a Machaba learns. And everybody agrees with that. Because Nota is Torah Shabbat Peh. Nota is an allusion to Torah Shabbat Peh because it grows. It grows. This one has a Sakasha, this one says a Teres, this one says a Chiddush. So that's called Nota.
That's the key of also of Torah.
Right.
The Torah Shabbat
Peh. Of Torah Shabbat Ksav.
The key of Torah Shabbat Ksav.
Ksav is Torah Shabbat Peh. Right. So that's okay. Sifir Aleph, HaKorei B'Torah Tzorech Le'echol B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Bracha. Now, the Mechaber says B'Shas Bracha. You hold the Eitz Chaim, of course. You don't hold the cloth. That's a din. You're not supposed to hold the cloth with your hands. There's a din. You're not allowed to hold the cloth with your hands. You have to hold it with a talus if you're going to hold it, or with some mechitza, right? But you hold the Eitz Chaim B'Shas Bracha. Now, we hold the Eitz Chaim B'Shas Tekriya also. In fact, our minig is, I'm not even sure the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, but our minig is that you hold two hands when you make the bracha, and then you let go of the left hand, and you just hold it with the right hand when they're laning. That's what's brought down. But there is a din to hold the Sefer Torah. Sometimes you see people like they're not aware, and they just stand there, and they just make the bracha lane. But there's a din, you're supposed to hold on to the Sefer Torah. Hainu sheyechos ba'amudei sefer Torah, the Mishnah Berurah says. Ma'ayim b'bach v'tah sheheskimu de'be'es ha'kriya, when you're reading, not just by the bracha. If you read the Mechaber, it just says by the bracha. So he's saying, when you're reading, Torah gam kein lechos b'sefer Torah. Okay? Yesh noyagim lechol oz b'yirios asman, that by the reading they hold the yirios of the sefer Torah, of course, al yudei mapa. We don't do that. I mean, I don't know. By the Sfaradim, what do they hold on to? There's no Eitz Chaim to hold on to. So they
have it like a tichel.
They hold the side of the container.
They hold the side of, no, a lane. Like, we hold the Eitz Chaim. What do they hold? You're supposed to hold on to something.
I think the ones who know, they put their hand
on
the
cover.
Container.
On the container. Can Mavur be, okay. I'm Mogan Avraham, Acher Ha'Krim, Mogan Avraham. Again, we don't do that. The Mogan Avraham brings down that we hold both Eitz Chaims with each hand to the bracha, and we let go of the left hand when they start laning. Acher hakriya minig lanashik sefer Torah. We do it before also. Rav Henkin was always against it.
Yeah,
he claimed,
so
yeah.
Went across the page.
Many people say don't do it. So some people have, you know, they just do it to the cloth that's rolled up. Kabbalah the Mishnah Berurah brings down to do it after the laning. We do it before the laning also. Some people don't do it at all. We touch the towels and we kiss the towels.
So it's more of an need to do it
afterwards.
Afterwards. But
I don't know more. The Mishnah Berurah brings down afterwards. Other Achrayim bring down before also. So, you know.
But that's for the letters or even the side?
No. It's time to kiss the Sefer Torah. Our meaning is the letters. Some people try to refrain from doing that because it'll get rubbed out. And they just put their towels on the cloth. What?
Especially the ones who kiss the towels first, the bench.
You
have to know where they're reading. It's
the
exact place where they're reading.
That we learned before, that you should show him the place. But we're talking about now the minig of kissing. Kshinazdami lo roke, yo roke. If he has to spit out, he spits. Achman hatzad, v'lo k'negat sefer Torah, the osur. Dachakach yinashek. That's the point of the Mishnah Berurah, to do the spitting and then the kissing. V'lo yinashek, dachakach yorok, for obvious reasons. So where does this din come to hold the Sefer Torah? The din. Where does this minna come from to hold the Sefer Torah? So the Ramah says, Hagav, the Samchu minna gzeh, Hamashenema b'Yoshua, Layomosh Sefer HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha, Chazak v'Emot. So there's really two allusions there. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sefer HaTorah HaZeh. Mashma shetov sabiyada. When you say zeh, when you say zeh, that's when you're holding on to it. It's something specific, it's something more real. Okay? And also, then you say chazakti amotz. I guess that means it's also an illusion. That's what the Sfarim do, actually. We don't. We say shkoyach, whatever. He says shkoyach. We don't know what we're doing. The Sfarim say chazak, but you see from here that the primary point is chazak. And they did it after every aliyah. We say chazak, chazak, meris chazak when we finish a chumash. They would say chazak with this idea of telling Yeshua, Lo Yomush Seifa HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha, Rak Chazak Niyamad. So along those lines, we say Chazak to someone that had an Aliyah. So the Sfaradim do it, and they say Chazak Ubaruch. And you see from here that the main thing is the Chazak, but I think it became by the Sfaradim already a synonym for Yashikoyach. So they'll say it to a Chazan too, after he lands. But if you see, if this is the Makar of the phrase, this chazak, then it really it's totally inappropriate to say it to a shlich tzibur. You would say it to the ola of the Torah.
It's not like say that. Yamor achosan abamitzvah chazak.
Because we say chazak, I guess we don't follow the Ramah that it's an allusion to the statement to Yehoshua Rakazak the Amot, I guess. We just say it as like you say Tizkul the Mitzvahs, you know, Chazak. Like you finish the Torah, so like go further to the next Chumash, I guess.
It's interesting they don't say Chazak the Amot.
Say Chazak Baruch. All right, yeah. You know, whatever, however it developed. There's a thing the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down that I think is quite common, but Achraponim the Achronim say it. And that is to slightly shake the Sefer Torah when you say in the first bracha it's bracha b'nosan lanu es Torah so when you say es Torah so, and by the second bracha Torah semes, so they have to shake it, and you see it by the Megillah. It's brought down more explicitly by the post in the Hilchos Megillah where you say esigeres hapurim azos, but here not so. But it's brought down. It's pretty. I think it's pretty common for people to do it. I think. I do it. Okay. Okay, let's go back to
shake it like this or like lift it?
No, just give it a little shake.
Okay, what?
When you say in the first bracha, B'nosan lanu es Torah so. When you say Torah so, you shake it. And when you say in the second bracha, Torah semes.
Like
don't worry about it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. So if you don't do it, you can say you follow the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Maybe. Taka. Okay. Moving on to Kufman. Dine Hesek Rebekah Satayra. The Bo Gimbal season. Aleph. Hakorei B'Torah. Okay, remember, I mean, it's not going to be much difference, but the picture in the Mechaber is the guy that got the Aliyah. So he made the Bracha, and he's reading. V'nishtatek, he can't go on. He fainted. I mean, it happens. He let's talk about he fainted. That's the most, you would think of that scenario, where a guy fainted, and they took him away to Terem, you know. So what would you say to do? So look at this halacha. So it's not common, but it's not. It could happen. I mean, it could happen. Nishtatek, he can't finish. So he's talking about when he's laning also. But we'll see soon. There's no difference. So Ha'omed, the person that takes over, Yaschil Mimokom Shehischil Harishon. He can't just pick up from where the other guy left off. Why? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah after the Takanas Chazal that each person has to make a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards, so it becomes mamish a din, a serious din, that all the psukim that you're reading in Kriyas HaTorah have to be ringed by brachas. They have to have a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. This guy was nishtatek in the middle of Kriya. His psukim don't have a bracha of afterwards. If a guy would just continue from where he left off, even if he would make a bracha before and then a bracha of afterwards, but that guy's psukim don't have a bracha of afterwards. So that's why there's a problem here. Akorei b'torah b'nishtatek, so that's why the din is ha'omeid, the person that's coming up now, yaschil mimakom shehizchil rishon, he has to go back to, he makes the two brachas, right? It would be a bigger mistake if he wouldn't make the first bracha, he would only make the second. That would be another mistake. But even if he understands that he should make the first and second bracha, but if he only picks up from where the guy before him left off, it's wrong. The Yavarech Betchila Basof, and he makes two brachas. Right, the regular two brachas. Okay, Ula Harambam Taka Lo Yavarech Betchila. This has to do with how to understand a certain Yerushalmi. In other words, we just learned the interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to repeat the psukim to make sure that they have a second bracha to make it on. But for a Rambam, you don't have to do that. He holds, he could, in fact, the Rambam holds that the second person doesn't even make, wait, according to the Rambam, he starts from where the first person started, but he doesn't make the first bracha. In other words, according to the Rambam, he uses the first person's bracha. So he doesn't make a first bracha, you hear? He does not make a first bracha. He starts from where the first person started. Why? Why does he have to start from where the first person started? That's not so clear. According to the Rambam, why do you have to start from where the first person started? If he's using the first person's bracha.
Doesn't say explicitly in the Mechaber.
I know, but
that's what it means.
No, that's the Rambam holds you can be Simech on the first person's bracha. Okay, it's not so clear. That's why we don't pass like the Rambam.
That be in the
if you know you made a mistake, no, there's a takana to read on Thursday. You have to fulfill that takana. Anyway, it's not gefarlich if you miss a pasuk. You don't have to make up for it after Thursday, because you'll be reading it Shabbos. The only laning that requires a makeup we had before is the laning of Shabbos. Monday and Thursdays, you always have the excuse that you'll lane at Shabbos. But that's not to say that that's why you can get away without laning on Monday and Thursday or laning improperly. That's just b'di'evet. If Monday passed already and you didn't lane, you don't have to make up for it because you'll be laning at Shabbos. But you have to fulfill the takana of laning on Monday. You have to fulfill the takana of laning on Thursday.
On Shabbos, if somebody misses the first...
each individual, that's a different story. We're talking about if the whole tzibur didn't lane it. We don't look by Kriyas HaTorah. Apparently, it's mavur from many places in halacha that we don't look at the individual. That's why people go to the bathroom in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You won't find people going to the bathroom in the middle of Megillas Esther. In the middle of Megillas Esther, they're in big trouble. They missed and they have to go listen to the whole thing again. And the Kriyas HaTorah doesn't matter. It's not us if you have to go to the bathroom.
Have to
leave out the shot too? They're not allowed to, you have to go. You never heard the expression, when you gotta go, you gotta go? That's what it was said about. Well, on Rambam, where you're
for.
On Monday and Tuesday, you wouldn't have to go
Monday and Thursday.
You wouldn't have to go back.
You do, I'm saying, because you have to make sure you read 10 psukim. You don't have to go back if you have 10 psukim without it. But you have to have 3 aliyahs and 10 psukim. So you have to make sure that those conditions are fulfilled.
In the middle of those Hanukkah or something, you could just finish up.
Again, you have to make sure you have 10 psukim. Now, en chovas hayom. We learned this in a previous siman, right. that sometimes you have a chovas hayom that has to be lain, but it has to be determined what's called chovas hayom. And Anyway, the Rambam lo yivarech betchilot hagav. But hagav, going back to the mechaber sheet. If afilu bezman hazeh sheshliach tzibur korei, but if for some person, for some reason, the person that had the aliyah is nishtatek for making the bracha achreina, again he faints. They faints. They carry him out, and he didn't make a bracha achreina. It's the same bal korei. So when a guy takes over now, the bal korei has to start. Listen to this halacha, very important. According to the mechaber, the bal korei has to start back. He has to go back. He has to start from where the first person, the person who fainted, he has to start from where he started from for that person. And the new oile makes a bracha before and a bracha afterwards, because all the psukim have to be ringed by brachas. So this, we're not going with the Rambam. So if the first guy fainted, even the same bal korei, that's not the point. Same bal korei is not relevant. You have to have each pasuk ring, so he has to go back to the beginning when he makes his brachas. Let's see. In the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkotan Aleph, Hakor B'Torah, V'Koshkein in the Shtat, they take a flacher HaBracha, he made the bracha, and then something happened. Kaidim Sheshchalikro, Steinu Yoytze Hasheni B'Brachos, because that's from the Mechaber Shita, that the second person is not Yoytze with the bracha of the first person. So he has to make a new bracha Rishayim. V'Mokom Sheshchal Rishon, he has to stop in the beginning. V'Tzon Olom Olav Lo Yaschun, V'Mokom Shepasak Rishon, because if you would do that, you osam hapsukim, the psukim read by the first person would have a bracha beforehand and not afterwards, because something happened to him. The koshkein, if he would start mimokum shaposak harishon, and he would only make the bracha achreina, so the first psukim would have only a bracha beforehand below lachreihem, the acharonim would have only lachreihem below lefneihem. Right, so therefore, maschun imokum shishchol arishon. You have to go back to the beginning of the laning, not the beginning of the laning. You have to go back to where the person before you, the one that the problem occurred with. You have to go back to the beginning of his laning and make a bracha rishona and achrona, meaning the first bracha over the Torah and the second bracha over the Torah. And this way, all the psukim are. And he holds you can't use the first person's bracha, so they have to be ringed with brachas. He can't use the first person's bracha, so he has to go back to where the first person started and make both brachas. Bivorech betchila ubesov. Lo yuchal lismuch. He can't rely on bracha rishonah shaberech haneshtatek. Shemavorech betorah einam bivorech losiachem bebracha. So he wasn't being mitzi him. It's not like he has the first person's bracha because he was yotze with it, so he used the first person's bracha. It's not true. You're not being motzi people when you make the bracha. You're being motzi yourself. You have to make a bracha over the Torah. You're not being motzi someone else. Ella kol echad ve'echad min akruim avarech la'atmo. Everybody's making their own bracha. Remember, we're going after the Chazal Institute that each person should make his own bracha. Vayim bachreinim shekosu. T'kshechoizu mavarech eina choizu l'amirat baruchu. He doesn't go back to baruchu. Give him a bracha b'levachu ikim b'chasatayra. He doesn't have to repeat baruchu. The first person said baruchu already. The Olam answered Baruch Hu. For whatever reason, they were misakin to start off the brachos over the Torah with Baruch Hu. That was fulfilled already. He said Baruch Hu, and they answered Baruch Hashem and Baruch Olam Voed. That's all. So you don't have to say that over again. Ula Rambam, Svirlei Desai Mechal Birkos Vishon. In other words, now I understand better the Rambam. The Rambam holds, again, also that all the psukim have to be ringed by a bracha Rishona and Achrona. And that's why he has to read again, like one hamshich from the beginning. But he can use the first person's bracha because he was yaitze with it.
So why can't he use the first person's kriya?
Because the kriya is certainly not to be motzi. You know, Zerama will hold that the bracha is to be motzi, but he won't hold that the kriya is to be motzi. That is a din that they on the sakin seven kruim, and they each have to lay. Kosvul ha'chreinim tikkik there. Rishayin, forget the Rambam. Forgot it already. So Philip is not a zed. The Rambam says, "Atam demasha shliach tzibur korei ko ilu korei hu dainin lay." In other words, it doesn't make a difference if the bal korei is laning or you're laning. If something happened to the person who had the aliyah, again he fainted and they took him away, so the bal korei has to go back to where he started laning for that person. He can't just pick up from where he left off, because those psukim have a bracha rishona, not achrona, so the next person has to go back, make a bracha rishona, not achrona, because all the psukim have to be ringed by brachas. If the Balkore is nishtatik, something happens to the Balkore. He gets messed up. He walks out of shul in a huff. Someone made fun of him. He feels they're correcting him too much. Who's laughing? Oh man, you don't know people. I've been there. Yeah, he can walk out. Or he faints. He's the one that faints. Or he just throws up his hands and says, you know, I didn't really prepare. I have to stop. You do not have to go back to the beginning. You see, the issue of going back to the beginning of the previous Kore was just a problem in the brachas, but not in the laning. So if someone gets an aliyah, he made a bracha, the Balkari read 5 psukim, and the Balkari was nishtatek, you call up a new Balkari, he can pick up from where the Balkari left off. There are achrayim that consider that problematic if the Balkari was not in shul to hear the bracha that the person started with, but it's a shita that we don't take into account, lamaisa, and therefore a Balkari can walk in, even from the outside. They have to call in a Balkari from the house next door, and they call him up and he can just continue.
He shouldn't. And the guy is up there, why doesn't he just make the bracha corona stop there, if it's a place you could stop?
Okay, you can do that if you do that.
I mean,
you,
even if it's not a place you could stop, isn't it?